Making the deadline. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. With only about 2 hours to spare, former President Trump's legal team submits a list of suggestions for a special master to oversee the documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. But his attorneys and the Justice Department disagree on the arbiter's scope of duties. Trump's team wants the special master to review all the documents. The DOJ says he or she should not be allowed to inspect classified records and should not take into account any claims of executive privilege. The Trump list for a special master includes a retired federal judge and a Florida attorney, the DOJ suggested, to retired federal judges. A new era begins for the British Commonwealth as King Charles starts his reign.
Wherever you may live in the United Kingdom or in the realms and territories across the world, and whatever may be your background or beliefs, I shall endeavor to serve you with loyalty, respect, and love, as I have throughout my life.
Charles III in a recorded speech to the kingdom, the UK, and the world, marking the passing of Queen Elizabeth II.
We saw cannons being blasted 96 times to mark the 96 years of Queen Elizabeth's life. We heard bells being rung in cathedrals and small chapels. We saw the House of Commons, usually the scene of really raucous political activity. Well, that was still and memorializing and thinking of the Queen.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. President Biden says he will attend the Queen's funeral. The president visited Ohio on Friday to promote the passage of the CHIPS Act, which will provide money to build semiconductor factories in the U.S. And he was speaking to a crowd at the groundbreaking of Intel's semiconductor factories near Columbus. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A federal judge blocks an Arizona law that restricts people from filming police.
A newly passed Arizona law will not take effect later this month. Republican state lawmakers recently passed the measure banning people from filming police from 8 feet or closer if the officer tells them to stop. Supporters say it prevents folks from interfering with an investigation or arrest. The American Civil Liberties Union and opponents, though, argued it violates the First Amendment. A federal judge agreed during a Friday hearing and issued an order preventing the law from being enforced. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Good news and bad news for firefighters in Southern California. Powerful winds from what is now post-tropical cyclone K could expand the massive Fairview fire north of San Diego, but the storm may finally end the state's heat wave. Minor league baseball players win their fight to unionize.
Major League Baseball saying on Friday that it is prepared to voluntarily accept minor league players organizing with the MLB Players Association. A few days ago, the MLBPA said more than half of minor leaguers turned in union authorization cards, showing there was strong support to unionize. If the league had not recognized the union, the players could have asked the National Labor Relations Board for an authorization election. Previously, the MLBPA had only represented players on each team's 40-man roster. Now the union can negotiate for better pay and working conditions for the thousands of players on minor league contracts. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Closing arguments are set to begin in Chicago next week in R. Kelly's trial. He and two co-defendants are charged with trial fixing, child pornography, and enticing minors for sex. Stocks rose Friday, posting their first weekly gain in a month. The Dow gained 377 points Friday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.